Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Lady Stephanie Newells. I am one half of Relationship Central with Dr. and Lady Newells, with my wonderful husband, Dr. Rendell Newells. This is a ministry that we started geared towards Christian relationships, and it's just branched out into books, it's branched out into music and counseling and different things like that. And so Womanly Word is a show that I used to do. It was a preaching hour that I used to do weekly, but then the Lord led me in a different way. And so now it's turned into a program where I highlight women that I think are impacting the community, making change and promoting change in the community for women, for young girls. And I want to highlight people like that on the show going forward, because I believe that if we support one another, true sisterhood is lifting one another up. It's not tearing one another down. So that's what we want to do with Womanly Word. So I have a wonderful guest with me tonight. She's going to be talking to us by phone, Miss Michelle Collins. I know I already have her on the line. So what I do on Womanly Word from this point is I give a five-minute word, and then I introduce my guest to you if I have a guest for the evening, and then we are going to be discussing a specific topic that really blessed me, and that's going to be her book, Spirit Check. We are going to check Spirit Check out tonight, and we're going to talk about whatever the Lord gives her and how it blessed me as well. So let me get into this word that was inspired by me reading Michelle's book. And the title of this little five-minute sermonette is called Check Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself. I don't know if you guys remember back in 1993, and this is going to be based on Hebrews 4 and 12. Back in 1993, Ice Cube put out a song, and he put the song out with a group called Daz Effects. That was really this is for you music folks that used to listen to all this stuff back in the day. And it was a wildly popular song, and it was so popular that it was featured in the Grand Theft Auto series, the clean version of the song, because I wouldn't recommend going to listen to it. It's a lot of profanity in the song, but back in the day, that's what we were listening to. And the music video was actually a follow-up to his previous video, which was another wildly popular song called Today Was a Good Day. And I know some of you guys remember that. And so in Today Was a Good Day, he talked about how he had a wonderful day and his idea of what a good day was. And then the follow-up was Check Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself, where I don't know if you guys remember that video, but he ended up in the back of a police car. I don't know if you remember that or not. But what I thought about when I thought about that video was how one day can change your entire life. One day, one moment, one bad day can change your quality of living. One bad word can change your child's self-esteem. Just one bad day can change your entire reputation. One bad moment can change the way somebody views you or looks at you. If you don't check yourself, you can wreck yourself. And when you need to check yourself is when you're in that moment, because the Bible says anger is not what the sin is. It's acting on it that's the sin. It says be angry and sin not. So it just reminded me of how one bad day can change our quality of living. It can change the plans that you've made for your future. It can change your marriage if you don't check yourself, if I don't check myself, because this is for me too. If we don't check ourselves before we wreck ourselves, listen, I remember a time when I was going through boot camp, and And you all know there are drill sergeants there, and they're meant to teach you the way of the military. And I remember Drill Sergeant Hudson was a black lady, and she was as hard as a rock. And I remember I wouldn't do one thing she told me to do, and I got so upset. And I remember that she got so close to me that the brim of her hat was on my forehead. Okay, and she was screaming at the top of her lungs in my face, and the anger that welled up inside of me, and she was a smaller woman than me, and I felt I could take her, and I said, you know, on the street, I would never let anybody talk to me like this, but if I did not have the humility in that time to look inside myself and say, you know what, my anger is not important enough for me to wreck my career, then I would have wrecked myself if I did not check myself. So that's just a personal situation where I remember that I had to check myself because we can get so busy wallowing in the pain that we've had in the past and the hurt that we've had in the past that we preach forgiveness, but we won't truly forgive. You know, so we need to check our words and make sure that they come from our heart. We get so busy that we need to check our motivations and make sure that they're coming from the right place before we expose a facade that we've been putting up of being dignified. That's why it's best to be just transparent in who you are, to be able to check yourself and say, you know what, I have this problem, and if I can fix this problem, I can get right with God. And isn't that the goal, everybody? Isn't that the goal, is to let our light shine and make disciples so that other people can see? But at the same time, while we're checking ourselves, we've got to let other people know and realize that we understand that they're human. And I'm sorry, y'all. If I can't have a bad day in front of you, I don't need you in my circle. If I can't have a bad day and you understand, especially other women with everything that we go through, you know, that's why this book is so important. That's why I wanted to have Michelle on tonight. So that was the message for tonight, is check yourself before you wreck yourself with God, because tomorrow is not promised. And that's based on Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Out of the NKJV, it says, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner," that means a judge, "of the thoughts and intents of the heart." It is only the Spirit that can reveal to us, only the Word of God that can reveal to us where we need to check ourselves. So I'm going to have Michelle on to talk about her new book called Spirit Check. And right before I do that, I want to encourage you guys. We haven't done a book release because we're going to be putting out a relationship guide that is really going to bless your soul. It's being worked on right now by Dr. Newell's. But in the meantime, we put out Apples of Gold for you guys. It's just our most famous tips. I shouldn't say famous because we're not really famous, but tips that have impacted people. People have given us feedback saying that these tips have really helped their lives. It's a workbook as well with action plans for you to implement that. How can you implement these tips and these explanations into your life? It's all based on scripture. They're mostly quotes by Dr. Newell's and a couple of my own and some explanations and something for you to just self-reflect. That's something that we believe in, is self-reflection. So check out our book on Amazon. You can get it in print. You can get a signed copy at any event that we're at. You can stop by our church community, Missionary Baptist Church, on 148th and Central in the city of Compton. Or you can get the e-book as well on Amazon Kindle. So just check that out if you want to support our ministry as well. If you can, come out and see me at Faithful Service Missionary Baptist Church on June 24th. At 3 p.m. That's going to be a 3 p.m. service. I've been invited over there by Lady Gorey and Pastor D.L. Gorey to speak for their women's service. So we would love to see you there as well. Just a couple more things. Check out Dr. Newell's. If you like his teaching, come and see us at Accelerate. We have this is a Bible class that we have at our church. I know everybody does Wednesday Bible study, but if you don't, or if you just want to visit us, come and check us out in the sanctuary at Community. This flyer is also on our page. At Accelerate, it's an awesome class. We're taking a walk through Proverbs, or visit us at 11 a.m. Where we're having service at Community Missionary Baptist Church. And finally, mark your calendars for June 16th, where even though this is a woman's show, we don't want to forget about our men. We will be honoring our men on June 16th at Man Up sponsored and hosted by Pastor Reverend Chuck Esters. That's the senior pastor of our church. Okay, so let's get going with our program for tonight. I want to bring Michelle in. Michelle, if you heard the beep, when you hear the beep, let me hear your voice. Michelle, are you there?
I am here, but I didn't hear a beep, but I'm on.
Okay, maybe I was talking during the beat, but thank you for being with us tonight. I'm just going to quickly read your bio. Yes, I'm so glad to have you on. I'm just going to quickly. I'm going to quickly read your bio, and then I'm going to hand it over to you to give us whatever the Lord has put on your heart for us tonight. It says, Michelle Collins is a dynamic speaker, mentor, and author. Her quest is for entrepreneurs of faith, believers, and leaders to stay connected spiritually while they're building their brands, ministries, and their lives. She uses each platform to share spiritual insights for practical living. A Los Angeles Sparks ambassador, the LA Sparks 2015, hashtag We Are Women honoree, highlighting the accomplishments, leadership, empowerment of women in their community. Michelle has also received commendation from the County of Los Angeles in recognition of dedicated service in her community work. It's been featured on Maria Shriver's Architects of Change, a title given to those committed to move humanity forward. She's a mother of three. She motivates moms raising their daughters to be whole and parent well. There's so much that can be said about her, but tonight I want to talk about Michelle being the author of the book Spirit Check, Practical Solutions for Emotional Mastery, a timely antidote that encourages an assessment of how five common emotions plus character flaws derail spiritual success and personal growth. Michelle, how are you doing on this fine evening?
I am wonderful to be with you. I am so excited because you are just a powerhouse, and my energy is all the way up just from listening to you the past 10 minutes.
Oh, well, praise God. Well, praise God. I hope that it motivates you, and I'm just excited to glean from you on this evening. So I want to turn it over to you to talk about your new book, Spirit Check. I know that we talked previously about what you were going to have for us this evening, but I really want you to just share with us whatever the Lord has put on your heart regarding this book.
Sure, and I thank you so much for the opportunity and the platform. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so first of all, I just want to say that this book, Spirit Check, was written during a time of what I'll call Enough is Enough ministry. If anybody has ever been sick and tired of being sick and tired, that's kind of where I was. The funny thing is that when you set out to do something, you know, with your own mindset, God will come in there if you allow him, and he will really let you know what is happening, what his desire is for that thing, and that's what happened. As I've told my story so many times, I had a heart attack a couple of years ago, and I took some time to reconnect with God, and I, you know, did some different things. I started juicing. I started exercising. I made peace my priority by setting boundaries, learning how to say no and be okay with it. I went to therapy, and, of course, you know, I just started journaling, and through my journaling, this book came on the heels as well of a spiritual attack, I would say, that my family usually goes through being a sports mom or track mom. Every time, because my daughters are champions, every season we would have to deal with certain things. And this, you know, one season, that last season was just so, I just could not believe the level of the attack that was coming towards minors, when you really think about it, children, because they're doing well. And so I realized that if it can come against children, then absolutely it comes against us as well every day as adults. And so I was like, enough is enough, and I'm tired of all this. I am getting ready to expose these toxic emotions that I believe, you know, is in all of us at any given time, different levels. And so I sat out, and I was just writing, and it was just flowing. So I talk about jealousy, intimidation, fear, pride, and anger. So what happened was, as I started to, with the mindset of I'm getting ready to expose the enemy, I am getting ready to expose these emotions that live inside of us, whether we realize it or not, God really exposed me, and I didn't know that was going to happen. So I wrote it, you know, in that direct order, jealousy, intimidation, fear, pride, and anger. When I got to anger, God reminded me of my time leading up to my heart attack and let me really realize that I was carrying anger for months, so much so that broken that my body physically broke down in the form of manifesting a heart attack. And so I had to deal with that and get on my own personal journey, which is every day. Can I just say, when you are on a journey of wholeness and healing, it is not a destination. It is, you know, it is definitely a journey. It is work. It is inner work. It is being intentional about trying to be better. And so that's kind of like what kind of led up to the book and why now, you know, God created, once I had that clarity of what was happening, God created this platform for me that I didn't necessarily choose of really sharing how much we as individuals, as women, need to grab a hold of our emotions and really learn the art of emotional mastery. Because if we don't, it is definitely destroying relationships, life, goals, vision, businesses, ministries, on and on. It affects everything. And by it, I mean our spirit, because our emotions actually live in our spirit. And so if you want to find out what the spirit of a person looks like, watch their attitude, watch their behavior. And if we even want to say, as you were talking about checking yourself, if you really want to say, realize what's going on with you, then definitely watch your attitude. Where does your mind wander? Where does your thoughts go that manifest in certain behavior? That will tell you what's lying in your spirit and what emotions are living there as well. Now, some of us don't really take time to do that kind of work because, Ian, we're just going from one space to the next, one conversation to the next, one day to the next, and we don't really slow down and really take a toll and check in what I call is the first step on this journey to wholeness. Like, you have to check in with yourself daily. It's checking in with how you're feeling, what's going on with you, what happened, how did it make you feel, what actions caused you to, what did that feeling cause the cause actions to manifest. Just checking in with yourself. But because we're so busy, sometimes we don't do that. But it's so important that we do that, because if we don't, it can lead to other detrimental things that will harm us, obviously spiritually, but mentally, emotionally, and physically, as it happened to myself. So that's why I'm very passionate now about talking about our emotions, talking about how much wholeness is important, how much healing is important, because God wants the best for us. He said that even as your soul prospers, that's what his mindset is towards us. That's what his thoughts, his plans are towards us. And our soul is our mind, our intellect, and our emotions. So you can't be spiritually minded that you have not taken time to check on how you're doing mentally and emotionally as well. And God is concerned about all of it. So in, you know, thinking about all of this and creating this space of peace in my life, because I was in such a chaos where it relates to my mindset leading up to my episode of a breakdown physically, that I had to ask God. I said, God, you know, I'm by nature not a fighter. I don't like confrontation. You know, old Michelle would just cut you off, draped, you know, done. I don't need to see you. I don't even need to say bye. Like, I just always had a moving on mentality. But God, I was like, during this journey and this time, I was like, God, what are you doing? Are you trying to make me soft? Like, you know, I wasn't really a fighter anyway, but I feel like you're trying to make me soft. And he whispered, he said, Michelle, I'm not trying to make you soft. I'm trying to make you clean so that when you stand before me, you don't have any judgments in your mind. You can stand before me free. And that is exactly what he's doing for everybody that will grab a hold to this message, that emotional mastery is your priority as you live your life, as you fulfill the different titles that God has given us as mothers, as leaders, as entrepreneurs, as wives, and, you know, even if I have the men on the line as spouses and, you know, dads and husbands, all of that is really important because day in and day out, everybody is affecting everybody. And we have to check within ourselves what's going on with our keel state so that no matter what's going on with the next person, it won't penetrate and it won't affect you to the point that they've messed up your day. You talked about how a day can be turned around in a moment. And so nobody has the right, and you shouldn't give anybody the authority to mess up your day when you're in sync with yourself, when you're in sync with God, and you've got that connection with him. Not to say that things won't happen and, you know, things won't rise up within you. I think what I'm saying is it will rise up. You will notice it, but you got to notice it. You will see what is happening, and I'm telling you to take a step back because it's not worth it. Your peace needs to be at such a priority in your life that you're able to tell the spirit, even that's in another person or the one that's within yourself, like, look, you're not going to get me today because I have goals, I got things to do, I got, you know, places to be, and I got a destiny to fulfill. And so I am here for everybody that's like, Michelle, I need to be able to grab a hold of my emotions for myself and for the spiritual warfare that I might be in, this challenge that I, you know, I'm in, this struggle that I can't shake. Because a lot of times, like I've always said, God may not change the person that you're having to deal with. He may never, ever change the situation. But what God wants to do is change you from the inside out. And so that's what Spirit Check's all about. And so tonight, you know, this book is so packed. It's, man, every time I read it myself, I get something else. And I'm not just saying that, but it's so full of so many nuggets that we can take to better ourselves. And so tonight I wanted to talk about jealousy, but really Spirit Check was written with five things in mind, I would say. First of all, teaching you how to master your emotions, teaching you how to check yourself. That's why Practical Solutions for Emotional Mastery is the subtitle. Teaching you how to heal from pain, how to heal from disappointment, how to heal from brokenness. Because I can tell you that at the point where, personally speaking, I was disappointed about a situation that culminated in such a way that anger was my residing emotion that led to a heart attack, if I had just backtracked and had that hard conversation, that difficult conversation that I was afraid to have, which is another spirit I talk about, the spirit of fear, then I know I would have not carried that emotion for so many days, for so many months that affected me on such a high level if I had just gone back to the first point of, well, first of all, I was in confusion. So once you're confused, you got to stop because any move you make is probably going to be the wrong one. So stop and get clarity, which means just be silent. Talk to God, figure out what move he wants you to make. And I didn't do that. And so I went from confusion to disappointment. And disappointed is really saying I was having this level of expectation and that individual did not meet it. Now, sometimes people don't even know what we're requiring, what we're asking, what we're desiring, especially if we haven't communicated that. And I know that there was lack of communication in that situation, but based on my personality, based on how my spirit was set up, it's like, you should know, like, why are we dealing with this? Like, you should already know, you know. And I did have the support of, you know, my friends and my family and my husband, but it was all about how I was made up, how my personality was created, you know, and how God made me and what was dwelling in my spirit that I was unaware of. So practical solutions is really important before we get to a place where we're manifesting these things and it's affecting our health, even in our relationships, the ones that really matter to us. The next thing, the reason why Spirit Check was written was to really help us to have healthier relationships, and not just the ones that we engage with every day, but I mean, you know, the cashier at the store, you know, the attendant at the gas station. These are the people that we are relating with and that we're relating to on a daily basis, and just how to have your mind in a space where no matter what is happening around you or within someone, it's not affecting your inside. And then, obviously, to help us, Spirit Check was written to have spiritual and personal success so that we could feel better about ourselves. Because I guarantee that some of the issues that we're facing is because we haven't tapped into what's going on with us emotionally that's affecting us and that's affecting that situation. And so that's kind of like why Spirit Check exists. And so if any of those applies to anybody or anyone you know, I really encourage you to get this book. In the book, I talk about personal experience. It's not my life story, but just things that have happened in my life. I share with you and how they affected me and what I did and what happened. And also general observation just by, you know, relationships that I've been in or things that I've seen happen in other relationships. Just by observation, I share them. I also give biblical examples because obviously I'm a woman of faith. And so I wanted to include some biblical examples of these toxic emotions that were resident in people and how it led to the destruction of kingdoms, how it led to the destruction, the demise of relationships. I mean, just to show us that this has been happening from the beginning of time, as in the Garden of Eden. So this is nothing new, but this is definitely an expose for you to see where you fit in, where you need to check in, where you need to clean up so that God can really have you fulfill the destiny that he has for you specifically. And so tonight I wanted to talk about the spirit of jealousy. And Stephanie, you know, just feel free to jump in. We can have a dialogue. If there's something that I said that you want me to expound on, I'll be happy to do that. If you want to insert a question, or I don't know if you're able to get questions from the listeners, you know, let me know. I definitely want it to be interactive, and I want, you know, the people that are listening to be blessed, and even those that will listen later as well. But just, you know, talking about jealousy.
You're offering a lot of, you know, I'm just gleaning from you listening to you because I actually read the entire book and I wanted to highlight a couple places where you really blessed me. And if you want to expound on them, fine. But on page 25, you said something. You started talking about jealousy like around 13. But on page 25, you said, remember that one person's success does not automatically equal your failure. And that's one thing that we forget. We get to looking at other people and where they're going and why we don't have the same platform and why they're going farther than we are, even though we're trying our best. You know, so we tend to look around at other people's success and measure it against ourselves instead of, you know, one day I heard T.D. Jakes say, he said, find your audience. You have your own. And it may be like, it may not be like the next person, but there's someone that needs to hear your voice. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we tend to compare ourselves because, you know, we're looking at each other. And to me, the best way to conquer and overcome this is cliche, but if you can get so busy on your assignment in your lane, you will hardly have time to even keep in touch with your friends. I'm telling you, it's a mindset thing. And you have to realize, which all of these things that I'm sharing are things that I put out in the book, you have to realize that you not congratulating or acknowledging somebody that is enjoying success does not take that success away from them. What it does is highlight the unmet need in your own life. So if you're looking at someone that's comparable to you or even different from you, but you're seeing that they're enjoying success and the feeling and the emotion of jealousy is now within you, jealousy is an indication of a need unmet. So you don't go after the person with the emotion. That is what you don't do. Here's where you check in, like we said, with yourself, and you say, okay, why am I feeling jealous of their success? Well, maybe because I want the same success for myself. Understandable. So how do I get success? Because we got to take out the same. Because everybody's blessing, their success is catered and customized to them. Even if you get the same thing as me, you will not experience or have the same experience as me. So you got to get over yourself with that. You can't have my husband and think that he's going to be to you what he's been to me, for example. And I know you're all about relationships, so you understand what I'm saying. So you got to get that out of your mind. But what you're saying is, I want to have a level of success that I think is at a certain level or value. And so how do I get that? Well, you got to work your assignment, work whatever God gave you. It might be similar to who you're looking at. It might be completely different, but you'll never get ahead if you keep looking to the side. You're just not going to do that. You can't go through life side-eyeing everybody. You'll be further back instead of going forward, and God has called you to move forward as he's pushing you and as he's guiding and leading you. So first of all, realize that I'm not going to get their success because it's customized for them. And even if I think I want it, I don't, you know, I was thinking about a quote the other day. Sometimes God, you know, gives me quotes, and it's like this one that he gave me was so powerful. You may want to walk in my shoes, but you may not wear my size. And that's the reality of it. When you get my shoes, the shape of your feet is going to be different. The experience that you have walking in it is going to be different. It's going to look different on you than it does on me. So take that out of your mind. I can't have her blessing. I can't have her success. It's customized for her. And there's one. The good news is there is one customized for you if you ever take the time to put your head down on your own paper and go in your assignment and in your lane. But it's a mindset shift. Do you have the capacity to shift your mind, or are you going to keep your eyes focused on somebody that is doing the work and is getting the rewards, reaping the harvest of their work and envying them and being jealous of them? That's going to keep you in the same position, and you're going to continue to feel worse.
Right. Absolutely. That's that, and then you talk about a little bit about, you talk about fear and jealousy, and then I like that you talk about self-sabotage. You say that self-sabotage is a work of jealousy, and that we can be so overwhelmed by our success or by our favor that we allow ourselves to find ways to destroy it. So can you talk to us a little bit about sabotaging our own success?
Wow, I absolutely can. And this is, you know, truth and hashtag truth and transparency, right? And so
yes.
As I think about myself, I had very low self-esteem growing up, in and of myself. Like, it didn't matter the level of support around me. So me having low self-esteem and very self-conscious when I was a teen and in my early 20s, you know, people would say different things and offer me compliments and try to uplift me, and I would just tear it down and not see it as a way of, having it be a stepping stone or a ladder to even go higher, because when people, this is another thing, when people have a level of success, they are exposed. They are exposed to those that support them. They are also open season for those that are not with them or those that don't like them. And so when you're enjoying or have a level of success, you get both sides. And sometimes what we do is we focus on the negative. We will focus on the one negative comment in a thread instead of focusing on those that love us and support us, everybody that's saying great things about us. We will focus on, well, you know, Aunt Mary has not purchased my book. She did not come to my wedding. She, you know, and it's always the least percentage that we want to focus on. And that is a way of self-sabotaging you being able to go to the next level, because it is it's an ounce of fear that you have of that success, and you're trying to highlight something that really doesn't matter because you have a responsibility. You have a responsibility when you're at a certain level, and just, you know, when I say at a certain level, I mean wherever you are, you have a responsibility at the level that you're at. But what God says is, I need you to grow every day. I need you to increase your value every day. I need you to increase your faith every day. I need you to keep going and growing. And so sometimes as we're going and growing, we become more exposed. And so we focus on the negative that people are saying, and it causes us to self-sabotage our own journey, our own success, because if we keep going higher, there's a responsibility that's attached to it. And that's what, you know, I would do. It's like, I remember times, Stephanie, where I would do something that was commendable, for example, you know, 20 years ago. And somebody would come and say, wow, that was great, Michelle, awesome. And they might have said it, for example, in front of other people. And I would back up and be like, you know what, I don't want anybody, you know, getting jealous. I don't want anybody highlighting me. And if you read the book, I talk about how I used to hate compliments, because it's like, no, I don't want that attention. No, no, no. But see, what I want to also share is that is evidence of pride as well. Like, you don't want the attention. Wait a minute. This is not about you. This is about the assignment and the call that is on your life. And so the quicker you get out of yourself is the quicker you can connect with what God has assigned for you. Like, this is not about what people are going to think about you. This is about, at the end of the day, your obedience. And so don't self-sabotage your responsibility by highlighting negativity. That's just not going to work, because you have a responsibility to fulfill, and it doesn't matter what's happening at ground level. You got to keep going higher.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one thing that I always say is you got to keep it pushing. You got to keep it pushing. Everybody can't go with you. There are people that you want to go with you, but there are people that aren't going to be happy with you. And, you know, on page 31, you talked about something that was very near and dear to me. You talked about how people will become jealous and envious of your influence, and that you can try to be as sweet and as humble and as graceful as you can. You can give as much honor as you want to give to other people where it's due. But people will still start to question themselves, and then you will look at your own self and say, well, what did I do to contribute to that? What do you have to say about people like me that keep running into that situation?
Wow. I mean, this is definitely another another thing that's very common within us. And so what I would say specifically here and generally speaking as well, what challenge is to start looking at others. For example, we talked about their level of success. We talk about, right now we're talking about their level of influence, their sphere of influence. We need to start looking at it with eyes of appreciation instead of with eyes, with feelings of it being a threat. So instead of feeling like it's a threat, feeling like it's a sign that you are less than the next person, look at that person. Like, look at them. Deal with it. Deal with what you're trying not to see. And now look at it again with eyes of appreciation for their craft, for their gifting, for their anointing, for who God has made them to be. And I can't get away from this. It's not only them. Like, he's got a whole plan for you if you can ever get on his program. Again, you're never going to get there looking at them. And so when you do look at them with an eyes of appreciation, like, wow, Stephanie has a way of, you know, just really connecting with her audience. And take it a step further and even deeper, what can I learn from that? In what way can I up my game, not to be like her, but maybe to take some of the strategies that she's using, the systems that she's using, because those are available for everybody. It's just how you personally apply them. So the personal influence, how can I mirror the systems, the strategies that they're using and they're applying, the ethics, the work ethic, whatever it might be, you know, the grace that they have over their life. Like, Lord, help me to be grateful as an entrepreneur. Help me that when people walk up to my table, I smile, that it doesn't just become about a purchase, but it becomes about impact. Help me when I get up that I reach one, you know, among whoever is gathered. If I just reach one, if somebody comes up to me and says, that really touched me because of what you said, I am now going to do different. That's what it's all about. So how can I mirror what I see systematically instead of personally? We got to just take our eyes off of the person, and the personal attack is what's going to come if we don't do that. And, you know, that's what I would say. What you don't do is start tearing down people's character and trying to tear down their platforms by using negativity and gossip and spreading rumors and things like that, because you feel that tearing them down will make you be lifted up higher. No, you're already down. You're already low if you're feeling like you have to pull somebody else down. And, you know, that's just the truth.
Absolutely. That's a whole lot of truth. And then the thing about it is, a lot of the people that feel this way don't even realize that there are people looking up to them and feeling the same way about them. Is, you know, hey, mm-hmm. I wish I had their, or I wish I was able to do this like them or that like them. And that's why I said we've got to be, I love your book, because you talk about being content with yourself, checking yourself in the areas of jealousy, pride, anger, intimidation, and fear. And you mm-hmm. just make sure that women, this is how you're allowed to be a sister. This is how you can really be a sister to somebody.
Yeah.
When you check yourself and when you allow someone else to get the praise, when you allow someone else to get the honor, when you allow someone else, and then when it's your turn, you know, they will honor you. So we have to, and me included, I'm not preaching this at anyone. I didn't gear this show at anyone. This is for all of us women to be a sisterhood. The Bible says that he delights in the unity of the brethren. That includes
Correct.
The sisterhood. And so
Correct.
In order for to be true sisters to one another, we've got to be able to check ourselves, me included. And so I really enjoyed your book, and I really enjoyed gleaning from you tonight. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with us? Because I know you're a wife and a mother, and I don't want to keep you all night. I don't want your husband getting mad.
No, we're good. I can just, again, just recommend the book. It's a guide. It is definitely, you know, a reference. It's something that you will go back to time and time again. I had somebody recently tell me that, you know, they had picked up to write their book, and they were really excited about writing their book, and their family kind of discouraged them from doing it, and they felt intimidated by, you know, these people, and so they put down their pen and their paper, and they stopped writing, and they picked up Spirit Check and opened it up, just so happened to open it up to the spirit of intimidation. They read that chapter, that segment, and closed the book and launched their book recently. And that just, like, really blesses me, because even if you don't read the whole thing, but maybe, you know, you're dealing with fear. I've had men come and tell me that, you know, your book is blessing me as a man even. You know, maybe you're dealing with fear. Open it up and, you know, just read right there, or read a book from, you know, open from one end to the other. It doesn't matter. It's going to bless you. It's going to transform you. It's really going to shift your mindset and really have you to think more excellently. This is one thing, Stephanie, I haven't even had a chance really to talk about really what I want to get to. Like, after we check ourselves and we go through all of this, and okay, we got the right mentality and we're on the program with God and we're connected with Him and what He wants for our lives, what He's really trying to get us to is to be excellent. And that is at the end of the book. It's like, teach me how to be excellent as a wife, as a sister, as an entrepreneur, as a person. I just want to be excellent. And we say that, but there's some work that we've got to do. So I'm really striving for us to just try and be excellent in all we do and all we say and all that we are, and I think that will please God as well.
Thank you so much, Michelle, for joining us tonight. You've been a major blessing to our audience. Where is your church, and don't you have an event going on called the Girl Cave?
I do. Okay, so I am a mentor. I have an organization for girls 7 through 18 years old called the Persona Program. We are the Persona Program on Facebook and also Instagram, and we have quarterly programs and or events. And so this year what we've done is we have taken the girls on a tour, because usually they sit down and there's a workshop, and I bring, women from the community in to talk to them about different subjects, and it's been wonderful. This year I was inspired to take them on a quote-unquote tour to women-owned businesses so that they can have live interactions, they can see what's possible for them. And so on June 24th, we have our third, what I'm calling, destination experience happening at the Girl Cave LA. Leah is the CEO. She has two locations, one there in Inglewood, another on Melrose, but she also has a juice bar. She's into real estate. I mean, she is just somebody that these young girls need to see that look like them, of all of what's possible in the world. And, you know, we're going to be talking about self-esteem, which is connected to our hair. We're going to try some products. We're going to talk about healthy hair as it pertains to curly hair, kinky hair, natural hair. So it will be a time of instruction, but fun for the girls. And they're going to get, you know, a chance to meet and talk with Leah. Like, how did you do all this? How do you look like me and have what you have? Because we're youth supply and not seeing ourselves. And so Leah has broken that mold. And I think it was just really great for her to open up her space and say, yes, I'll, you know, have these girls in and really pour into them. So if you are interested and you have a daughter, or any girl that you know between the ages of 7 and 18 years old, you can register. Just go to thepersonaprogram.org or the Facebook or the Instagram account and register your daughter.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Michelle Harris Collins, for being with us tonight. Motivator, mentor, author, acclaimed author. Check out her book, Spirit Check, and you can get it on Amazon. Or where
can
you get it?
You can get it on Amazon. You can also get it on my website if you want a personalized copy, MichelleHarrisCollins.com. I'm also Michelle Harris Collins on Instagram and Facebook. You can definitely get it there or on Amazon and Barnes & Noble as well.
Okay, awesome. We will be reposting this show on Relationship Central's page if you would like to share it, so there's no breaks or anything like that. So thank you so much for being with us tonight, and give our regards to the family, and you all have a blessed one.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Michelle Harris Collins, author, motivator, mentor. We were blessed to have her on our show tonight. I thank you so much for tuning in. Remember to grab her book, Spirit Check. This book has really blessed me as well, in anticipation for the Relationship Guide by Dr. Newell. I want you to grab our book, Apples of Gold, off of Amazon as well. These are two that you need. you know, there's not a lot of women out there highlighting other people's stuff, but I do it because you reap what you sow, and this really, really blessed me, and she is such a sweetheart. You know, there was some trouble getting this book out, and there's a revised version out now, but when people really want to help you, they will, and she has been a serious sister to me, and I appreciate everybody that had a hand in putting this book together. I'm just so thankful for all of you. Very much so. I'm thankful to Pastor Janae Kula, who really helped us get this started. I'm thankful to the Word for Her Ministries. I'm thankful for Community Baptist. I'm thankful to my husband, you guys. I'm married to such a wonderful man who supports me and who's behind the camera doing his best to get this thing streamed. But I promise to keep it to an hour. I've got 10 minutes left, but I think I'm going to let you go early. So please pick these two books up. Michelle is excellent. I've heard her testimony live at the WOW Conference, and it really blessed me. So get her book, Spirit Check. Get Apples of Gold, and when this relationship guide comes out, I'm telling you, you will be blessed. And remember, check yourself, check your spirit, check your spirit. It's all about a spirit check. We're all sisters in Christ, sisters in Christ. Let's move forward. Let's forgive one another. Let's not, as I heard a sister say, let's not let bitterness root. Let's not let unforgiveness root. Let's not let the sun go down on our anger. Let's keep our relationship straight. Let's push our pride down and be a little more humble, and this is myself included. So, you know, I read this book, and it really allowed me to check my spirit. So I'm thankful to Michelle. I'm thankful to God for his word. So check yourself before you wreck yourself with God. Check your spirit, because tomorrow is not promised. Thank you for tuning in to Womanly Word, and you all have a blessed night in the Lord. You got to upload it because it really was breaking up. I don't know what happened. Maybe because more people moved in, like you said. Yeah. But it used to be strong down here. Maybe it's getting old. Or maybe the Mebo needs a stronger connection. Thank you for doing that.